Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Limits, I thought we had changed the music a long time ago.
Yeah, but Bob was nodding along the last couple of songs, so I wanted to play it for him.
We have a woman in-house who's a professional singer.
We love Gwyn's music.
Gwyn Gold. Yeah, but we just never play it. That's the problem. I want to get back to that.
I've been trying to throw it into the rotation.
You said that the Clarks were interested in...
Well, I did not say that the Clarks
were fans of us.
Yes, I did say that.
Have you approached them yet about having songs on? We need songs to come back from breaks and go to breaks.
I don't have a contact for the Clarks, but I will approach them one way or another.
Bob, I asked him this 2 months ago. The Clarks. Here, I'll type it into Google.
I've noticed you put a lot of pressure on him.
Pittsburgh band contact information. There's an email for
the
Clarks.
He just called me one of the nicest men he's ever met just like 2 minutes ago. Now,
come on, Limits. We've been asking, or I have, for years here. I have looking to book the Clarks. Contact Jerry Lima at Mini Talent Group.
Looking to book the Clarks.
Yeah, we are. Well, we'll have him live in the studio during the show. I can't stand the music anymore. Bob, can you?
No, I think it needs updated. I do.
Bob was just nodding along to it, like he was enjoying it.
That's not an endorsement.
Help nodding along to it.
You need no endorsement from me.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't want to play that game anymore, Bob.
Oh my God!
Let him keep.
You're
going to
end it this way.
We went through the whole team.
You're going to end it this way.
Van Jefferson.
Sign him to a 10-year deal.
Omar, what have you done? We all knew that wide receiver and secondary depth were problems, and you brought in people like Mike Williams and Cam Sutton. I mean, it just didn't get it done, did he?
Joe, would you like to know why the music hasn't been playing either? Because it won't let me download it anymore.
We can't download music at a radio station?
No, I'm talking
about... There's a lot of money involved in some of these
things.
Oh,
no, I know you can't take stuff off.
I'm talking about Gwyn's music. It's not downloading.
Oh.
So I'll have to talk to Gwyn about it.
Or somebody who can fix your computer about it.
No, it's the access to the file.
Are the Penguins going to beat the Sabres and take off on the 7-game homestand, road trip?
I think they need to go 5-2, and I think they may have trouble in Buffalo. I saw them the other night against Carolina at home.
They stink.
They do stink, but they beat Carolina, and it's dangerous because I thought the Penguins would beat Seattle after losing back-to-back home games.
If Buffalo's dangerous, then any road trip in the league is dangerous, Bob. They've lost 7 of their last 8 games. They're horrifying.
Are you going to guarantee a Steeler or a Penguins win?
I wouldn't guarantee a Penguins win if
they
played us
three. Well, that's my point. I'm saying it won't be easy. What I'm saying to you is they got to go 5-2 minimum on this trip, I think.
And what if they do? They're 18-20-8. Then they come home and they have New Jersey's coming in. The Capitals at some point, the Rangers.
Hard to believe the Capitals have one of the best records in the game.
What's the most depressing situation in town? Pirates, Penguins, or Steelers? What leaves you? This isn't even an opinion. When you consider their situation, which one of those three leaves you most hopeless?
Hopeless?
Yeah, just like
Pirates.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The Penguins. There's nothing right now in sight after Crosby, Malkin, Letang.
The Steelers.
We go all the way around the board with different answers.
I just feel like at least the Pirates, as hopeless as they are and how miserable and indefensible their offseason has been, they have Paul Skeens. They have the best athlete
I understand
in the city.
That, but they're going to waste the 4 years if they don't do anything to bring more things in around him.
I know. I know.
So that's
will.
What makes it hopeless. I haven't seen evidence that they
Why
will.
Why are
I hope
you
I,
most hopeless about? Oh, the yeah, the pipeline.
Them.
Yeah,
I,
them.
I mean,
yeah. Well, that's
they
understandable.
Have it. They can change that real quick. I think you'll see both the Steelers and Penguins try to do something to change their fortunes. I want to see that from the Pirates. That's all.
Limits, why'd you say the Penguins? For obvious reasons, I know.
Yeah, I'm more optimistic about the other two teams just because of, I guess, the sense of stability. We've been kind of beaten down with the Steelers and the fact that I think they're not going to be very good next year and we'll be able to get a high draft pick. And the Pirates have Paul Skeens, and the Penguins, there's nothing in the pipeline. I mean, they can't figure out goaltending. There's so many more questions I have with the Penguins right now.
Well, they do have
else.
Some young goaltending. I
yes.
wonder how good it's going to be. That's going to be the thing.
I'm depressed, Bob.
You're not supposed to leave people depressed.
I know. I came in real happy today, remember, all those hours ago? I'm very curious to see what happens with the PM guys featuring City Limits here. I'm convinced it's about his plan to tank and announce the pick at the 26th draft. Except that with the cut him, keep him thing, you didn't want to cut hardly anybody or trade hardly anybody. So how are they going to tank next year? Just naturally?
I think just naturally. Their schedule's pretty brutal. Again, I mean, it's going to depend on where different games are, but who knows?
Bob, we'll see you next week. Limits, we'll see
yes.
you tomorrow. What's
you guys
cooking?
Have a good weekend. Appreciate
What's,
it.
Thank you, Bob. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And what else do I owe you, Limitless
The hotline,
Wonder.
Please.
The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.